I grew up playing violin and studied it at Wichita State. And so I knew this piece and I'd gone through and to me, it's so interesting. And I wanted to start out and ask about sort of the conversations you had with the percussion, because there are like found, you know, there are found pieces, you know, you don't normally see flower pots. And especially when this was written, I mean, it was so groundbreaking to have, you know, break drums and, you know, all these different things. So what conversations did you have with your group?
Well, that was, you know, one of the fascinating parts of this performance. So we did a first live performance of the pieces, and then we, you know, we went to the recording studio. But as you said, one of the fascinating parts of this whole project was to discuss with the musicians the instrument that they are going to be playing. You know, although I have to say, if you take a look at the score, Harrison was very precise in his indications. When he was asking for flower pots, he would indicate a little bit the size and also the characteristics. From the break drums, he would also give instructions on how to hit them. The coffee cans also. The wash tops, that was very funny. I mean, that he actually were talking about length and the width of the wash tops. So, you know, for our percussion players, that was a fascinating experience too. I mean, when a percussionist can have so much fun, you know, creating their own instruments.
Well, and it's, to me, it's very interesting that he would then, you know, the next year after writing this sort of work with violin and percussion, that he'd go through and work with John Cage. And double music is, again, a very interesting sound world.
Yeah. Can you imagine, I mean, how well the two composers know each other, that actually you cannot say which part was written by whom. I mean, it's you cannot actually separate the two different percussion parts. That's also another fascinating piece that I was very, very happy to work on.
Angel, I know since you've recorded this back in 2016, it's been recently that you guys have sort of a home, that the Posta Classical Ensemble has a sort of a home base now to perform in. Tell us a little bit about how that came about, and are you excited?
We are totally excited about this. Posta Classical Ensemble, we are already in our 14th season. It's unbelievable, but this is incredible. And we have been a nomadic ensemble all these years, which has had many advantages, because we have been presented all over the Washington DC area, and we have been able to, so to say, steal audiences from many different venues that are being following us all these years. But somehow we always thought, I mean, we have to have a base, we have to have somehow a home. And we are very, very happy that we have found this at the Washington National Cathedral, which is an incredible venue, because what we were surprised is, first of all, with the acoustics on stage. I can tell you that this, as a conductor, this is one of the best acoustics I have experienced in the Washington area from the stage. And then what we have also realized is that the possibilities of spaces in the cathedral are incredible. I mean, we have, of course, the big nave. We also can put the orchestra in different parts of the big nave. We can also use smaller spaces that are, for example, behind the chorus, the crypt, which is a smaller space. So it's all very, very exciting.
So nice to talk to you, and we're looking forward to more.
John, thank you so much. It's an honor and a privilege. Thanks so much.